Another night of unrest on the streets of Egypt, in particular in the capital Cairo. Millions, like this man, demanding that the president, Mohamed Morsi, stand down.
We want to remove Morsi, not because he's an Islamist or not because of anything in particular, but because he's continuing the same policies of Mubarak.
Morsi standing firm for the time being. However, the state-run Al Ahram newspaper has reported this morning, Cairo time, that President Morsi must either resign or be sacked by armed forces by the end of the day. Lena Atala is managing editor of Egypt Independent in Cairo and joins you now. Lena, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's actually Madame Mansour, not Egypt Independent, but that's fine.
Well, we were close-ish. Now, Lena, will President Morsi really be gone by the end of the day? How accurate do you think that report is in the state-run paper, Al Ahram?
Well, it's pretty accurate, judging from the fact that every state institution plus massive street protests have been basically calling for the president to leave. So besides, you know, millions and millions filling different streets and squares in Cairo and all around Egypt, there have been also a series of resignations from cabinet yesterday. There have been statements by the judiciary. And there is, of course, the ultimatum that the armed forces have given to the president by 4:30 today, Cairo time, that if he would not leave, they would have to intervene, basically, and draw a roadmap for the country to go through the transition period after his departure.
In intervening, what might that mean?
It might mean some form of an interim rule up until early presidential elections take place. But also a leak of that roadmap to some local newspapers yesterday show that the army intends to, during its interim rule, to draw a constitutional draft first, get consensus on it and a referendum over it, and following this process, the presidential elections will take place.
Now, that sounds neat and tidy, but the leaders of the army have vowed to sacrifice their blood to defend Egypt. At the same time, senior Muslim Brotherhood politicians are also quoted as saying freedom is more valuable than life. The situation is already tense. That doesn't sound like it can be an easy transition.
No, it won't be an easy transition. All of us are awaiting the 4:30 deadline and also dreading it, because we are sure that it's going to be associated with different forms of violence from different parts. There is a fear that the forced ouster of the president will lead to further militarization of Islamists in Egypt in general, which also can take the shape of retaliation in different ways. But also, we are not sure how, if the president, up until late last night, through his speech, intended to stay in power, what would it take for it, basically, to have him leave his post beyond the army having to go and put him at gunpoint? So there is an expectation of violence from different parties, and the violence has already spiraled in different neighborhoods in Egypt yesterday, and one can only expect it to escalate.
Now, you were at the protests that we've seen in this past week and more. Can we compare those to the ones in 2011 when Hosni Mubarak was ousted? What's the comparable mood between those protests?
I mean, the popular outcry, the presence of people en masse in the street is a similar feature of the two revolutions, and also the fact that everyone from different walks of life is united over one thing is something that did not happen between 2011 and 2013. So we've been in constant disagreement, but in 2011, we were all agreeing on the fact that we wanted Mubarak to go. And similarly, in 2013, everyone is out in the streets and agreeing that basically we don't want, everyone wants Morsi to go. The difference is that this time around, the security is subtly with the protesters. And this has been showcased in different ways throughout the last couple of days. So, for example, none of the protests were antagonized by the security apparatus. Actually, soldiers from the security have been seen joining the protests in various areas. And this is a major difference, because the major battle back in 2011 was between the security apparatus and the protesters. And this time around, it's not there. So this is diminishing the level of violence. But like I said before, this is not to promise less violence, because the moment Morsi will have to forcibly leave his office is actually some sort of a 0 hour for the violence this time around.
Well, we will be watching, Lena Atala. Thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
Journalist Lena Atala in Cairo. And that deadline given by the army for President Morsi to either step down or be removed is now just 7 hours away.